Now, I think you treat him like Matthew Boyd. I think as long as Alex Cobb is in the pocket today, as long as he is locked in, I'm not as concerned about this as if it were a Tanner Bibee, as if it were just a Gavin Williams, Gavin. I think this is a great opportunity to see, can you steal an extra couple innings here? Because I don't think that just has a big impact tomorrow. I think it grows your faith for a future series should you make it that far.
Right, but like Savali in Game 5 against the Yankees a couple years ago, you have to be able to understand that if he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it.
Well, yeah.
And I'm a little worried. I mean, he's 37 years old. I'm just going to keep throwing his age out there because that's a thing for me.
I'm going to need you to get on the Cobb Express.
I'm having a hard time. You've watched him pitch 3 games in a Guardians uniform.
Were they really good?
He hasn't pitched in 5 weeks. Not all of them are really good. He had 2 good ones, 1 bad one.
And so 66% of the time, I'm not trying to – I am absolutely polishing something here.
He hasn't pitched in 5 weeks, and he's our Game 3 starter. In any world, did you ever envision a spot where your Game 3 starter would be a guy that had 3 starts in a Guardians uniform, 37 years old, and hasn't pitched in 5 weeks?
I was the guy that said I would be comfortable if Alex Cobb started Game 1. This was like with 2 weeks to go when he first went on the IL. But yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable with Alex Cobb. And now the question is, to what extent? Like, this is, and I think what's interesting is,
I think you got to read the signs quick.
Okay, that's a good generalized point, but like, can you be more specific?
Well,
about,
so like, if he's dealing, then let the man cook. You know, like if he looks like Boyd and he's into the fourth inning and you're like, all right, well, we're starting to get a little bit there. But then into the fifth, it's like, all right, now's the time we definitely have to do this. Like, if you can steal 4 or 5 innings with him, where he does exactly what Boyd did, awesome, great. I'm not expecting that, though.
Did you just?
I said let him cook.
Okay, I just want to make sure you didn't set up the whole thing just so you could say let him cook. I don't.
No, it's been my phrase of the day. Everything's been let him cook today.
You even say it to Charlotte at home.
Yeah.
Like, hey, sweetie, it's Coco Melon. Let him cook. Give it a second.
Miss Rachel.
Yeah.
Let her cook. She's gonna get after
it. Miss Rachel can cook. Let's just all be honest about this. Listen, I don't. I'll be honest with you. I do think you're driving at something that is fair, which is I don't know what expectations to have for Alex Cobb other than he's a veteran. He's probably got the third best stuff in the rotation behind Gavin, clearly, then Bibee. I don't think he's that far. I know he's not who he was 11 years ago. Well, yeah. He's 37 and he's had some injuries. But this was a guy who a year ago, before the injury, was an all-star caliber pitcher. And a guy who, even though he hasn't pitched for 5 games, you saw that insane pitchability of him that he has in all 3 games. It's just the 2 games he was clearly much better than the 3rd game. So as long as the blisters are not any bit of an issue, I don't see why he can't give you a real chance to win this game. I do see a significant advantage to getting those 4 innings out of him.
For sure.
Listen, if Matthew Boyd, who has probably, I don't know, the worst stuff as the starters, is that fair?
It's fair.
Like, and again, he does have a fastball that can reach 95. It's usually about 93. But like, if you give him 4 2/3 innings, and I think they gave him some wiggle room, like you gave him some opportunities where he could have gotten into more trouble and let him work himself out. I hear what you're saying, and I don't think you're altogether wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But I think you have to go in, if you're Steven Vogt, with an open mind of like, let's give him a chance. Because if anybody can bounce back, if he does get into a sticky wicket, it's this dude.
It's just an area of unknown. That's all. He could come out and look great. I hope he comes out and looks
great.
You're
living in your fears.
Well, I got another fear that I added to the equation in between the mix. Do you want me to lay this one? I think you're gonna swat this one away. I don't think you're going to buy into this one.
Well, real quick, let's get to Travis and Hudson because he is also unconfident in Cobb. Travis, welcome to the show, buddy.
Boys, how we doing?
Doing very well. Go Guards. Vibe check now.
Oh, well, I'm expecting a huge day out of the offense. Hosey and the boys on Monday's performance. I hate blaming the umpires. If you're going to be bad, just be consistently bad. I think it just really hurts when you see David Fry go down striking 3 in the 9th. But I expect a big day of the offense, and I think you nailed the nail on the head with Taylor today. He's going to go probably 4 or 5. The boys are going to be swinging it well in Motown. Go Guards.
Look at that, Travis. On the liner there said not confident in Cobb.
Sounded pretty confident in Cobb. That was more confident in the offense than it was.
Okay.
Can I live in that area? I want to live in that area. The offense is going to be so good, and that's what we're going to have. Jose's going to have a big day. Naylor's going to have a big day. And then we just won't even have to worry about Cobb, and he can have a one earned run outing, two earned runs through three innings. And then we get him in and we get him out.
Sounds like you're negotiating with the sports gods right now.
I mean, I'm bartering. Can we get me something good here, please? Right,
what if I give you like an Achilles of a certain quarterback in the NFL? I'm actually talking about Aaron Rodgers, you guys. Come on. Right, what I got Max Struess's hip. What do we think about this?
I would never sell Max Struess's hip. Black market?
What about George Niang? What about the minivan?
Yeah, we can barter with Niang.
So, I hear you. I think you're living in your fears. I'm super excited.
I've admitted. Well, I'm excited. Mm. You get to be excited while living in your fears. I'm also.
Like hell. Like,
welcome to my life.
I'm super excited, but I'm also incredibly anxious.
Have you met me?
We're excited about it. Just are.
I have more energy than Mike Tomlin does, okay? I have more energy than Tomlin does.
We're better than the 1-15 Cleveland Browns.
No,
way to go.
That's my existence as a human, is constantly excited about things while also dreading them happening. That's me.
So for you, today is about the offense.
If you're going to win the game, it's got to be about the offense.
I think it's got to be about Hosey, but I think you dance with the one you brought. And that's I butchered the hell out of that phrase.
You got it.
But it is the truth. Like, the thing that has won you games is being able to fall back on just enough starting pitching and an elite performance from the bullpen and just enough hitting. And I think today does offer that, because you're going to get enough looks at different pitchers. And you've seen some of these guys already, and I think that offers you the ability to kind of go up there and play your game. I just think the number one thing you can't have is be too aggressive. And I think we have seen them walk that line even as late as September, even though it peaked in August.
They got to come out swinging. There's no doubt about it.
Wait, so that means swinging for the fences, or what are we talking about here?
Yeah, we're going for the fences.
So you're going,
ball
like,
goes
call
far,
your
team
shot.
Goes far, come
Jake
on.
Jake Taylor pointing to right field and then throwing down a bunt?
Yeah, what's
no
that?
No bunts.
No bunts.
I swear, if you bunt.
We sent Tito to Cincinnati. Come on, no bunts.
So we'll have more on the Guardians game. Game three coming up, obviously, guys, up in Detroit. But Ron Rivera, former NFL head coach, he's going to be on the call of Thursday Night Football tomorrow on Westwood One right here on 92.3 The Fan. Alongside Kevin Kugler, we'll get his thoughts on the drama machine churning out more stories from Berea next on 92.3 The Fan.